Ladies and gentlemen, so happy to have on the hotline as they get ready for their final home game of the regular season tomorrow there. Choctaw Stadium, the Arlington Renegades of the UFL. It'll be Fan Appreciation Day. It's a noon kickoff. It's going to be great weather. And he is the head coach, legendary head coach, national championship winning head coach. And watch this. Boomer.
Sooner.
See, there you go.
Hello.
Normally when you shout that at somebody nowadays, you know, okay, Boomer? No. Uh-huh. But if you're going to do it, this is the guy to do it for. How are we, Mr. Bob Stoops? Coach Stoops, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Country, this is a country show, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Last I checked, unless we flipped formats.
Hopefully you guys are playing a lot of Toby Keith.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yep.
That's our wheelhouse.
Miss my man, no question.
Yeah, you know, before we get, let's talk about that. I know you and Toby were close. I know him and Coach Switzer were close. Toby, deep ties there to OU. A little slice of some Toby memories that you have.
Oh, geez, there are too many to talk about. I traveled down to Cabo with them multiple times and our wives. First met them, you know, the day of our national championship game that we won against Florida State in 2000. I remember looking on the field, and he's singing the national anthem, and I'm hitting the guy next to me. I go, that's our guy. And I hadn't really gotten to know him yet. And then after, you know, it sort of gave me a little bit of good luck that he was the one singing the national anthem. Yeah. And then we got to hanging out with each other after the game, of course, and stayed up till about 6 in the morning. So anyway, he's a wonderful man and just a ton of fun. And everybody misses him.
Talk about a good luck charm right there, the big dog daddy. Big Boomer. Yep. Sooner here. And we have it going on big, the season finale against Michigan. Noon kickoff there. I believe I have that right at Choctaw Stadium, the old ballpark. And certainly your home for the Arlington Renegades. It is fan appreciation night and day. So all the Renegades fans, I mean, come on out there. And you guys are going to supply, well, of course, you're going to supply a fantastic team playing some fantastic football on the field. But they got a big party. The whole stadium will be rocking.
Yeah, and all children 12 and under are get in free.
I can bring the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can handle the kids.
There you go. You got the kids. $2 beers for those old enough.
And, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That recess after the game where the kids can all run on the field and be down there and have a chance even to meet some of the players. So it's a fun experience there at Choctaw Stadium here in Arlington, and they do a great job in the stadium.
Here with the legendary Coach Bob Stoops here getting ready for the regular season finale. And so I know Heather Lee, you wanted to talk about the growth primarily in the high school game of shifting from, you know, your typical 4-3 defense to a 5-3.
I do,
you know,
like the 6-7-8, yeah. The 9-10.
Well, yeah, she's our sports expert on here.
We've got spirit.
I
mean, there's that,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
In a serious question, and this is a big serious question going around, what would you say, who would win in a fight, 100 UFL players or a gorilla?
You know, where does this come from? I've heard my guys for a week talking about this.
It's a big issue.
You know, we tackle the tough topics. We tackle the tough topics head on.
Well, my guys asked me a couple of days ago that, and I went with the 100 people, the 100 UFL players.
There you go. Because he's a coach and a raiser of men.
Amen.
So there's a possibility of 100 popes versus a gorilla.
I'm going with the popes. They got God on their side.
The Michigan Panthers come in, as we always say, the hated Michigan Panthers.
Ew.
You know,
it's
going to be great. Fan appreciation night, Renegades. If you've not been to an Arlington Renegades game, make this one happen for you. It's a noon kickoff, but all the appreciation, great deals going on. And for crying out loud, the legend, Coach Bob Stoops,
yeah,
there on the sideline.
Well, you guys, that's some good promotion right there. But they're a good team, 4-2, we're 3-3. And again, excellent football, and it would be a perfect day to be out. And again, children all 12 and under get in free, so it'll be fun.
It's an honor to talk to you, really. It's great to have you on the show, Coach Stoops.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. And I'm going to tune you in, and hopefully I'll hear some Toby Keith here in the next hour.
Oh,
you got it.
Within the next several minutes, I guarantee you that. A love and dedication coming up for Bob Stoops next on Hank.
All right.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.